Paxton launches probe into Celsius energy drinks over caffeine levels and the dangers to children. Texas border business. Austin. Attorney General Ken Paxton launched an investigation into Celsius Holdings, Inc. Celsius, based on the company's representations and practices regarding its energy drinks marketed to teens and children. Celsius owns Alani Nutrition, LLC, Alani, which sells the popular energy drink commonly known as Alani Nu. Alani Nu is a popular, low-calorie, caffeine energy drink marketed toward young adults. Each 12 oz can contain 200 mg of caffeine. This is a level medical professionals consider dangerous for children and adolescents. Despite this, the brand employs colorful packaging, playful design elements, and youth-oriented branding strategies that appeal directly to younger consumers, raising serious questions about whether the company is deliberately marketing a potentially harmful product to an at-risk population. The National Institutes of Health strongly advises against energy drink consumption by children and teens, citing documented risks including elevated heart rate, heart palpitations, high blood pressure, anxiety, and dehydration. Despite these concerns, Alani Nu's packaging typically only lists the caffeine amount and does not provide any additional warnings related to age or potential heart health risks. These are not hypothetical risks. Multiple children and young adults across the country have reported adverse health effects following consumption of high-caffeine energy drinks. For example, the family of a 17-year-old from Weslaco, Texas, is suing the distributor of the energy drink Alani Nu after the teen died from an enlarged heart allegedly caused by excessive caffeine consumption. The lawsuit claims the product failed to provide adequate warnings about its caffeine content, a failure that may have cost a young Texan her life. Texas families deserve to know that the products marketed to their children are safe and not filled with dangerous levels of certain ingredients, said Attorney General Paxton. The tragic death of a 17-year-old Texas girl allegedly caused by consuming a highly caffeinated energy drink is a sobering reminder of what is at stake when companies prioritize profit over the safety and well-being of our children. I am looking into Celsius and Alani Nu to prevent more cases like this one and to ensure Texans are made aware of the any risks that come with consuming certain energy drink products. The Office of the Attorney General will investigate whether Celsius and Alani mislead consumers regarding the safety of its product for teens and children in violation of the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, DTPA. As part of fair and balanced journalism, corporations named in Attorney General Ken Paxton's investigation, including Celsius Holdings, Inc. Celsius, should be afforded the opportunity to respond to the allegations and provide their perspective. While the Attorney General's office has announced a sweeping investigation into caffeine levels in energy drinks and issued civil investigative demands to Celsius Holdings, Inc. Celsius, the investigation remains ongoing, and no findings of wrongdoing have been made. Fair reporting requires that all parties have an opportunity to address the claims, explain their practices, and comment on the issues raised by the investigation. Send perspective to info@tbbmega.com.